SLP's Alex Atwood joining us this morning as well. You wonder how many, never mind weeks and months, Alex, you wonder how many days this can continue to go on for.
Well, I think the caller from Derry there just hit it on the head. He said, yesterday, Peter and Mark were in Derry for the photograph. That politics is now being reduced for Peter and Martin to rush the sound of clicking cameras. And even if they were talking, does anyone think they're talking any sense to each other? Because the two guys have run out of road. So this is the issue. Next week is the pivotal week, Stephen, for the talks. Why? Because Gary Hart and his vice envoy, Greg Burton, are in town. And either we measure...
What difference will that make if Haas couldn't do it? What on earth difference will that make?
It is significant that the Obama administration, seeing failure all around us in Northern Ireland, have still made the big political call to send somebody of the authority of Gary Hart and Greg Burton to be close to these talks. Now, I think the British government aren't too happy about that. I don't really care. The issue is, do we take the opportunity next week of pivoting, to use Richard Haas's word, pivot and scale these talks up? Or do we have more next week and the week after of what we've heard on the radio this morning? Those guys, Peter and Martin, rush to photographs, but they don't rush to do serious talks. We have to get real. They have to get real. The Irish government, the American government, the SDLP alliance, I think we're in broadly the same place. It is the DUP, Sinn Féin, and the British government who are in the wrong place.